From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump seems optimistic Republicans have enough votes in the House of Representatives to win a key vote Thursday to repeal the national health care law that former President Barack Obama considered his signature legislative achievement.
Can you get the vote, Mr. President?
Trump offered his prediction Tuesday after meeting with the House Republican caucus on Capitol Hill. The president wooed lawmakers who have been reluctant to support his plan. Some say replacing Obamacare would leave too many poor people without health insurance. During a second day of questioning at his confirmation hearing, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, federal appellate judge Neil Gorsuch, said he would continue embracing judicial independence if he is appointed to the nation's highest court. Gorsuch also told lawmakers he would have no difficulty ruling against or for any party other than based on what the law and the facts in a particular case require.
I have no difficulty ruling against or for any party other than based on what the law and the facts in the particular case require. And I'm heartened by the support I have received from people who recognize that there's no such thing as a Republican judge or a Democratic judge. We just have judges in this country.
Trump nominated Gorsuch to fill the seat occupied by conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, who died early last year. Republicans refused to consider former President Obama's pick, citing the timing of the presidential election. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Transportation Security Agency issued an emergency order Tuesday banning passengers from carrying large electronic devices on planes flying directly to the United States from 10 Middle Eastern airports. The TSA said the ban is not in response to a specific threat. The directive will require passengers to store an electronic device larger than a cell phone and checked baggage. The TSA said it chose not to include cell phones due to logistical reasons. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a car bombing Monday evening that killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens more in Baghdad. The Islamic State group has carried out similar bombings in Baghdad and other cities as their hold on Mosul weakens. The militant group suffered a string of defeats over the past 2 years, losing more than 60% of the territory they once held in the country. Ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye underwent questioning Tuesday in the corruption scandal that forced her from office earlier this month. Park could face extortion, bribery, and other criminal charges. She has denied any wrongdoing. South Korea will vote for a new president on May 9th. The 27 remaining members of the European Union will hold a special summit next month to create a plan for negotiating with Britain about the country's exit. President Donald Tusk's announcement comes a day after Britain said it would trigger proceedings for its departure from the European Union on March 29th. Theresa May is the Britain Prime Minister.
I've set out my objectives. Those include getting a good free trade deal. They include putting issues like our continuing working together on issues like security as at the core of what we're doing. We're going to be out there negotiating hard, delivering on what the British people voted for.
Once Britain triggers its departure from the EU next week, the two sides will have until March of 2019 to agree on terms of the separation and come up with a new trade deal. Haiti's lower house of parliament confirmed Jacques-Guy Lafontaine as prime minister Tuesday morning after more than 18 hours of deliberation. Lafontaine had been approved by the Senate last Thursday after another marathon session. Lafontaine was scheduled to be sworn in this week, perhaps as early as Tuesday. And Ghana's president has offered his condolences to the families of the victims of a freak accident at a popular waterfall which killed at least 18 people. A large tree fell during a storm Sunday, crushing the people in the swimming pool at the base of the waterfall. 20 other people were injured. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.